I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday. It's April 19th. It's my sister's birthday. Oh. Happy birthday, Tina.
Happy birthday, Tina. How old's Tina today?
What am I going to be, 55 this year? She'll be 51.
Oh.
Or she is 51 today.
Oh, man.
I know.
Yikes. Guess you can't call her your little sister anymore.
Well, she is still. She'll always be my baby. She'll always be my baby sister.
That's nice of you to say.
Yeah. I love her.
She's 51 today.
I'm trying to just make up for being a freaking terrible sister when we were growing up. So, you know, send her a little something.
Oh.
Just a little I love you, you
like
know?
A box of money?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Shoe box of money.
No, right. Really? Is that what you think she wants for her birthday?
You don't think?
I mean, doesn't everyone? I mean, right. Deep down, really just want a box of money?
Just cash me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, anyway, happy birthday, Tina. It's
happy
time for the
birthday,
news.
Tina.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, boy, that's hot.
You're hot.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows education must continue in a crisis. Supplies are running low everywhere, so the Fremont Bank Foundation gave nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. Students and teachers will have more access to personal protective equipment, technology, and so much more of what they need now, thanks to Fremont Bank.
Nice. Nice.
All right, here's what's happening. Mostly sunny today. Highs in the upper 60s, low 70s after a really nice weekend. It looks like the good days, the good times continue.
Yesterday was actually blisteringly hot.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice day.
I am sweaty.
The beaches were packed here.
Down there.
All right, so to begin with, I should mention the Derek Chauvin trial goes into closing arguments. This is the man, the policeman, on trial for killing George Floyd. So we'll see how that goes. At some point this week, we're going to get a verdict.
Yeah.
So there's
Everybody's
that.
Everybody's waiting, yeah.
I guess I wanted to do this next. Just complete nonsense if I could. Oh no, I wanted to do this. Sorry, I got it on the computer. So you know how a lot of people have had to cancel their weddings and plans as COVID has, you know, completely destroyed most events for over
every
a year
calendar
now.
Ruined, right?
So forget about your concerts. What about that wedding?
Yeah.
That you were hoping to have.
These huge life events, Vinny.
Luckily, I snuck mine in under the before this thing got too far along.
Well done. Phew.
Lucky.
Oh, God. You don't know how lucky I feel.
This will be like your 2-year anniversary this year, won't it?
Oh. The joys.
Mm-hmm.
So this woman, a Maryland woman, decided that she had a whole plan for her wedding and her wedding reception,
yeah,
which COVID ruined.
Oh, boy.
And so she decided to wear her wedding reception dress to her vaccine appointment. Apparently, she had a very, you know, like the costume change from
yes.
the wedding dress to the reception dress. It was a polka dot dress that she never got to wear because she had to cancel her reception plans due to COVID-19. And she says, no pretty dress should sit in your closet forever unworn.
That's true.
So she decided, I'm wearing it to my vaccine appointment and made the news because of it. So congratulations.
Yeah. Do we have a picture? I would love to see this pretty lady's dress.
I don't have it in this
story. Oh, there we go. There we go. Oh, it's like a, yeah, polka dot top and then a white bottom. Isn't that pretty? And here she's
with her mask on. You know what? Good for you that you have a good attitude and you're doing the best you can to kind of, oh, that actually looks like the wedding dress, doesn't it?
It does. Maybe it's the going away dress. It does look like a wedding. It's white and it's, you know, it's a big old dress. So
who's to say? Whatever.
Really,
the point
it's
is,
short though. So I, maybe.
She made the news because she wore it to her COVID appointment and
she's adorable.
Good on you for having a good attitude, for crying out loud. What hasn't been ruined in the last year and a half?
Name
who knows?
One thing. Everything.
Sheesh. All right. This is the story that I teased you with. So I got to do this one next. And two men are dead. Two men, listen to me, are dead.
I heard you.
Okay. They're in a Tesla.
Yeah.
This story's out of Houston, Texas.
Okay.
One person's in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
The driver is in the back seat, and the car's driving down the road.
Oh, no.
The crash happened about 11:25 p.m. in a, you know, little subdivision, a little housing tract. The car burst into flames after hitting a tree after only driving a few hundred feet from where they'd taken off.
It hit a tree? Why?
It hit a tree. No one was driving this car. The fully electric 2019 Tesla was driving itself when the accident happened. There was a passenger, again, in the passenger seat of the front of the car and a person in the rear of the car. The car was driving itself when it hit a tree and burst into flames.
Okay. So the Tesla maybe just didn't like its owner. Did someone have their hand on the wheel?
No.
I thought you had to have a hand on the wheel for it to not pull over.
They said the vehicle was traveling at a high speed when it failed to negotiate a cul-de-sac turn and ran off the road and hit a tree.
Oh, boy. That car was, it's like Christine. It was out to
get them. Just taken the car out for a spin, apparently.
Or just for a wacky
spin.
They
said the car backed out of the driveway with the driver, by the way. So they saw, you know, there's a driver in the seat and a passenger in the seat. And they may have hopped in the back a few hundred yards down the road, but the car didn't go that far before it crashed. It crashed right near their house. But the owner was found in the back seat, sitting upright.
Oh, boy.
One of the other victims, they say, listen to this. They say the car burned for 4 hours.
Oh, they couldn't stop
those batteries.
They couldn't. In fact, they say here authorities used 32,000 gallons of water to extinguish the flames because the vehicle's batteries kept reigniting. And at one point, they tried to call Tesla to ask them, how do you put the fire out in these cars? Mm-hmm. We've been here for hours.
Yeah, this thing is just going and going. So the battery just, if the battery catches fire, that's that. It's just going to burn and burn.
If you see the picture, the only thing left are the rims. The car burned to smithereens.
In the frame, right? Kind of.
Damn.
Well, the frame, yeah, around it. But, I mean, it's gone. The car's just gone. And that's weird that you don't think about it, but the car burned for 4 hours.
That's crazy.
While they're hosing it at full, you know, I mean, that's crazy.
I don't understand how the Tesla, if it's driving itself, why is it going at a high rate of speed in a cul-de-sac? Like, there's something going on here.
Yeah, right. There's something fishy about it.
Yeah, like like the guy in the back seat had a stick down on the car.
Sure, something was up.
I'm not
going
to blame Tesla for this. The guy's in the back seat. He kicked the wheel as he was climbing into the back.
But this is what people do when they're handed stuff that maybe they shouldn't be playing with.
That's Darwin in action right there.
Oh, my goodness.
Also, the car was not their fan. That guy obviously didn't wash it enough.
They specifically say this is not autonomous. Yeah, this is just a driver assist function. You know, if you take your hand off the wheel, usually it'll
Yeah, it freaks out and don't want it pull itself over.
I don't know about pulling itself over, but it'll threaten that it's gonna just disable
it.
My car is threatening me. Yeah,
it just has the warning sign. Beep 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 beep, and it's like, oh no, you start freaking out. So it doesn't let you drive autonomously.
You have to keep a hand on the wheel. So something was going on. This is just bizarro world. Why would it be going a fast rate of speed? Doesn't it follow all the rules?
You would think.
I don't know. I just thought, wow, that is crazy. The thing burned for 4 hours. They couldn't put it out. They could not extinguish
There's
the
a
car.
Lot going on in that story that bears some investigation.
Well, we'll see. I'll follow up if I get any more info. It just happened. So, and while we're talking about tech, if I could, I told you guys I got this Peloton and it's got big screen on it, which is, you know,
it's
a way
huge.
To take exercise classes. And I actually decided I'm going to have my first ride. I think it was on Saturday.
VinPro.
And I go, thank you. and I go, all right, I'm going to go for a ride. So I'm looking at all the places I can go for a ride. I don't even want to do a class. I'm going to go and watch video of some faraway place. So I go, oh, La Troie-Titon. I'm going to go ride in France. Look all at right. me go. Mm. So I put it on and I'm like, France sucks. Like, it's trees, it's neat, but what is this? I was in Wyoming. That's why. I was in France. The La Troie-Tetons are the Teton Mountains in near Yellowstone, for crying out loud. So it's pretty, but I wasn't in France. So I kind of got burned in that way.
Did you have a good ride, though?
I did.
Way?
I had a good ride. It's neat. So I'm riding down the road.
Yeah.
And they've got, it's live. Like, there's cars passing me.
Oh.
And at one point, a car club goes by, and I'm looking at all these, like, 1940, you know, Model Ts or something.
Oh, that's fun.
It was neat. And on the side of the road, there's people stopped looking at the view, and I'm all, whoa, this is, they go all out.
Wow.
Trip.
Yeah, anyway, that's really neat.
I will tell you if
we
I
can
successfully pull off a France ride next time.
All right.
But the La Troie-Titon tricked me. It's Wyoming, everyone.
Yeah. Burn. Oh, well, you know, I'm sure it's still very pretty. You get to see the 1940s car parade.
I dated a girl who told me this once.
Okay.
And I thought, you're an idiot.
Oh, did they turn out to be words of wisdom?
Well, no, but I mean, she was like, you're so lucky you get to shave your face. It's so good for your skin. And I'm like, oh, yeah, because God, you really want hair growing out of your face daily. It starts growing before you're even done shaving it. It's already trying
she
to come
really
back.
Said that?
Oh, you're so lucky. It's so good for your skin. It's such so exfoliating.
Good for your
I'm like,
skin.
That's
huh.
just stupid.
I just think of my legs, and I wouldn't want that on my face.
No way, man.
Well, according to beauty experts, more women than ever are shaving their faces, and it's not to get rid of their mustache or their sideburns. Some dermatologists actually recommend doing it to help exfoliate the skin.
What?
Huh. I think there's a term called dermablating, where it's like small razors.
Oh, dermaplaning.
Yeah, there we go. It's small razors that I see on my TikTok all the time where women are shaving their face, and I'm like, huh. And
yeah.
I guess it's good for the skin.
Dr. David Kim is a dermatologist in San Francisco, and he says, shaving your face can accomplish a lot of the same things you'd get from dermaplaning treatment. Dermaplaning is when you take a very gentle, blunt scalpel and you scrape over the surface of your skin on your face or anywhere else on the body to gently exfoliate, to remove dead skin cells, the dirt, and oil accumulation. So this is a thing now.
Look at them scraping, this lady. Oh,
shaving your face, ladies.
Boy, they're really going for it. Little piles of crap are just coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and that's the dermaplaning, but I guess apparently just pull out some Barbasol, lime version, and, you know, run a Bic across your face real quick before you do your makeup, I guess.
What about, like, the 5 o'clock shadow?
I would like to think you're not going to get that since you don't actually have hair growing out of your face the same way we do. But
I'd just be worried that you'd turn it into stubble. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of hair on my face, so I don't want to. If I shave it off, then isn't it blunter? Comes out like stubble. And then, yeah, I just know me. I'd end up being the bearded lady. I'm not doing that.
Well, what's wrong with the bearded lady?
Don't fix what's not broken.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
But don't you want to exfoliate your skin?
I can barely make myself floss my teeth.
Don't you want to be lucky like us boys?
Now I'm gonna No, I'm not doing any of that crap.
Oh,
I'm gonna wash my damn face, make sure it's nice and clean, and just go off into the world. Little
moisturizer.
And have
a nice shave, would you?
No, thanks. I don't want a nice shave.
Come on.
I feel like I just don't care anymore.
Hey, research shows that shaving does not cause hair to grow back thicker or darker.
Well, that's,
really?
You know.
I looked it up. That's what Google says.
Thank you, Google.
I don't know if
it's misleading.
That.
Yeah.
So go for it, guys.
No.
No.
You guys keep on shaving, though. During the break, I heard, you know how Bryn, Bryn has his little thing. This is what Bryn does every morning. He turns off his camera and I hear the blade going. I'm like,
that's how you shave?
He has very little hair, Vin. He doesn't have the full on.
I mean, I have enough
face.
That it's bothersome, but Cameron hates it.
Every morning.
I kiss her. She goes, ow, daddy. I'm like, it's not that bad. Come on. Crazy. Practically hairless over here.
Do you have underarm hair?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Are you kidding? This. Of course he has underarm hair.
He has no chest hair.
Well, that's normal. Not everybody has that.
Yeah.
I think underarm hair is one of the first things you get, right?
I don't know. I don't remember.
So.
I don't remember what
so
order
ago.
It came in.
Yeah, I don't either.
Damn,
I definitely had it on my man zone before anywhere else. But I had
it really young.
Man zone first?
Yeah, Vinny was in like second grade. All the older kids were like, whoa.
Yeah, I didn't know I even had it until someone said, what the hell is wrong with your man zone? And I went, I don't know.
Why are you looking at my man zone?
Well, we were streaking or, skinny dipping. So that's why they were looking. But all
in
the older boys
grade?
Didn't have bush, and I did.
Full bush at 7 years old.
So like all these older boys are looking at me and I'm like, what? God, you guys, what's wrong with you?
You guys are
people?
Really into my junk.
You're making me uncomfortable.
Well, maybe you should put some pants on then.
Well,
Ben.
Maybe I need to. God.
These guys love your area.
Sheesh. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I'm 44. Just a few weeks ago, y'all told me I need to be shaving my arms, and now I have to shave my face?
No,
I already
we didn't
do
40, tell you that.
44
you don't have
acres
to do any
of
that stuff.
Leg. Jesus. Underarms and bits.
No. Yeah, don't.
Bleep
don't
arms
listen to
and
us.
Faces, she says.
Yeah, I'm not. I would never shave my arms. I barely shave my legs. I totally. I do it for John. And I do it in the summer because, you know, people.
Wait, so usually you don't even in the winter? Or you do
I
it?
I shave for John. Oh. I'll shave all the stuff for
in
John.
In the winter.
But I'm certainly not going to do my arms or my. Well, I can't let it go. I got the weekly thing. You know?
Yeah.
The weekly thing. Damn it.
He doesn't want to. Do some gorilla lady.
You got the weekly thing? Is that what you just said?
You know, the thing I got to do.
The weekly obligation.
Yeah, my obligation.
Ugh. Yuck.
Listen, it's hot for him.
Sure it
me.
Is, Sarah.
I make it hot
sure
for
sounds
him.
Like it.
I say raunchy things, and he loves it.
Like what? Hurry up. Get it over with.
Yeah, hurry up. God, you're wasting my time.
I got to go do some compost.
Yeah, I got stuff to do.
Jeez. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Jeff Bezos. That is a guy who knows how to spend money.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.